All right, and there it is. Evening Wine Cellar. Hello, YouTube and podcast audio. So, this Fox 32, where they did not misgender this individual. Mm-hmm. All right, so a 17-year-old boy is accused of fatally shooting a transgender woman last year in a secluded area on the South Side, where he was ordered held without bail Sunday. Now, just like what I did in the Morning Wine Cellar earlier today at about 4 a.m., a word is missing from that sentence. Again, black trans woman. Mm. But I'm sure to a target Fox audience, Southside Chicago, of course it's a nigger transgender.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect her gender fine, but she is a nigger still.
Well, I mean, also, this is a local station, so especially here.
Yep.
Yes.
Let's see here. So the individual, his name is Tremon T. Hill, and he was charged with a first-degree murder in the August 13th slaying of Dejanay Stanton, a 24-year-old individual, a black trans woman. That word was left out again. And and he was in a sexual relationship with, I wonder if we covered this because it's from August last year, but now the
this is the update.
Yeah, the murder charge is just popping off now. All right, in a sexual relationship with
Dejanay.
And so I'm looking, this is the Cook County assistant state attorney, Britt Steinberg, said at the said this at the bail hearing in the Leighton Criminal Building. I really wish they would put quotations around that, because I say all those words and then I have to say, oh, and this person said it. It's like, well, fucking, I mean, put semi-quote, give me something, let me know I'm quoting someone. Yeah, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Stanton, the victim, received a text message from Tremon T. Hill the morning of the murder, it says killing here, and asked her to meet him in the lot at the 4,000 block of South Calmet Avenue in Bronzeville.
Bronzeville is a neighborhood in Chicago.
Okay, yeah, I don't know these areas.
Yeah.
I'm more of a, you know, northern suburbs guy, a Midwest guy. You know how I get down. Just after 11 a.m., officers responding to the shot spotter alert found shot spotter. What's that?
Oh, just when you hear gunshots, you just call in and tell them where it is.
No shit. Okay. Yeah, so people can just lie on that shit, though.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to drive through some white neighborhoods and call ShotSpotter. Well, I don't know. Somebody in a mullet, man. I saw someone in a mullet running, and I heard gunshots.
A mullet.
Come fix it. responding to a ShotSpotter alert, found Miss Stanton laying on the ground outside of her car with a single gunshot wound to her head.
Damn.
She was rushed to the Stroger Hospital and pronounced dead within minutes of the shooting. The Chicago Police and the Cook County Medical Examiner, they reported this at the time. See, give me a quote. The text messages between Tremon T. Hill and Miss Stanton revealed that their sexual relationship began early in the summer when they arranged to meet at the Empire Hotel at the 76 and Cottage Grove.
Oh, damn. That's way south side. All right.
I have the glaucoma, so I got to make this text even bigger. Like, I am struggling. Shit. All right. So the pair started communicating with each other in July, sending each other more than 400 messages. And that stopped about 8 minutes before Stanton was fatally shot. Over multiple text messages, Tremon T. Hill urged Miss Stanton to delete photos of him from her phone, which she later did, Miss Steinberg said. But But Tremont T. Hill also told us, Stanton, that their sexual relationship had caused him to become suicidal. Well, that's some transphobia for your ass.
Wow.
This is fucking... officers executed a search warrant on Tremont T. Hill's home and found pants with small red stains and other clothing that matched with a surveillance video that showed that Hill was wearing the day of the murder. He has a public defender that said the cell phone records served as the only evidence and that there was no surveillance video of the murder. Well, that... all right, public defender.
Okay.
But then again, I don't want some transphobic murderer. It's like, nigga, leave trans woman alone. Like motherfuckers that just want to have sex with a trans woman, but you want to be secret and weird, and it's like, leave them alone.
But I don't understand, like, how you pursued a relationship with somebody, had sex with them, and then it made you suicidal because they were trans, but, like, nobody made you be involved with them. It's a little weird.
Yeah, you chose that. Yeah, so fuck you, Tremont. Judge Mary C. Marubio ordered that Tremont be held without bail after saying she took into consideration the extensive electronic evidence, including the shot spotter alert, the tracking of his movement from cell towers, and that he stopped texting Stanton at the time of the murder, tracking of his movement from cell towers, tracking of his movement from cell towers, tracking of his movement from cell towers. Mm-hmm. You ain't Isby got no privacy.
No, you don't.
You can turn off all that you want to turn off. They know where you are.
You know, and I saw an article about that too, where they were talking about like how your cell phones track you, and basically all the carriers, AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile and whatnot, just sell that data to third parties. So apparently what bounty hunters do now is if you skip out on your bail, they collect that data. They pay a fee for like $100 and they can basically just find you within like a 3-block radius of wherever you are at any given time.
Wait, so bounty hunters can do that and they just go up to them and, I mean, it's an exchange, right? It's the free market is strong, right? They give money, they get thing.
Yeah.
So, ex-boyfriends that are potentially dangerous can just...
go to these third-party carriers and buy the data.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Welcome to it. Being a cis woman or a trans woman is a pre-existing condition. Let it see known. All right, we got some work to do. It is the wine cellar, fuckos. All right.